The first reading is a reading from the book of Kings. Jeroboam thought to himself, "The kingdom will return to David's house. If now this people go up to offer sacrifices in the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem, the hearts of this people will return to their master, Rehoboam, the king of Judah, and they will kill me." After taking counsel, the king made two calves of gold and said to the people, "You have been going to the Jerusalem long enough. Here is your God, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt." And he put one in Bethel and the other in Dan. This led to sin, because the people frequented those calves in Bethel and Dan. He also built temples and high palaces and made priests from among the people who were not Levites. Jeroboam established a feast in the 8th month of the 15th day of the month to duplicate in Bethel the pilgrimage feast of Judah, which sacrifices to the calves he had made. And he stationed in Bethel priests of the high places he had built. Jeroboam did not give up his evil ways after this, but again made priests for the high places from among the common people. Whoever desired it was consecrated and became a priest of the high places. This was a sin on the part of the house of Jeroboam, for which it was to be cut off and destroyed from the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. We have sinned, we and our fathers. We have committed crimes. We have done wrong. Our fathers in Egypt consecrated not your wonders. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. They made a calf in Horeb and adored a molten image. They exchanged their glory for the image of grass-eating bullock. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done wondrous and great deeds in Egypt, wondrous deeds in the land of Ham, terrible things at the Red Sea. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days when there was again a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still, he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, 7. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them to be distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat and with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmatia. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we see that Jesus is always anticipating and caring about people in their need. It's his pity, or it's a bad translation. Most translation says in his compassion. He had compassion on the people. And that means Jesus has compassion on you. That means that he knows your needs. Nobody there asked him to feed them. He anticipated their needs and he fed them. He's concerned with you and he's concerned with all your needs. You can trust him. He will take care of you. Trust his compassion and his mercy. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.